Your relationship is headed for disaster. How do I know that? Because now 60% plus of first marriages and committed relationships fail. When you get to second committed relationships or marriages, we're talking 72%. When we get to third, it's 93% fail. Why? Because people aren't learning. One of the most basic things that people do inside a relationship is project it onto their partner. And I see this all the time in social media, where the guy's on there commenting, going, well, you know, all women cannot be made happy. It's just impossible. They're never happy. Or she says, all men are just completely useless. That's called projection, the most basic thing that the psychologist Freud talked about. And in your relationship, it ain't going to work for you. You've got to be able to look at yourself and go, what do I need to change in me that's going to make this relationship better? Because the only power you have is not over your partner, it's over you. You can change. And what we've seen over 25 years of working in relationships and with couples is that when one partner makes dramatic shifts, the other one changes as well. Because it's like two cogs fitting together. If you change one set of cogs, the other set of cogs is going to change. And this dynamic of human behavior is absolutely true in relationships. You want your relationship to get great? Change you, work on you. You come to an event, you change you, and the relationship dynamic will definitely change. We've seen it many, many times before. But how do you make changes yourself? Well, you've got to realize that you come to relationship with an existing relationship code, a way that you communicate, a way that you express love, a way you give love, and a way you block love out. And if you're not even aware of that dynamic, how can you possibly change it? So you need to do some self-discovery work to find out what's happening with you, what you're doing. People often say they want love, but they're actually blocking it. They've got a chest plate on that's stopping them from being heard, supposedly, but not really, of course. It doesn't stop you from getting hurt. It makes you get hurt even more. Now, if you understand this principle, then what you should be doing is coming to a relationship event. We have them all over Australia, in the major capital cities. We have them in San Diego, in California, and soon in Texas. So there are plenty of opportunities, no matter where you are, to fly in, come to an event, and change your own relationship code to one that actually works for you and gives you what you want, but also enables your partner to feel loved as well. Because often in a relationship, when we're not getting our needs met, we project that onto our partner and they feel like they're not getting their needs met. And now we've got two great people in a relationship, neither of which are getting their needs met, and think the only solution is a divorce. It's not. We have helped thousands of couples turn this around, and you can too.